walking home today in glorious sunshine, and it looked like a colony was gathering, swarming on the wall of my house, and managed to get in touch with this gentleman here. What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Paul Burgess.
Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm local from Huntingdon.
So what's actually happened today? Why did the bees choose to stop here?
Right, well, what they'll do is each year the queen will decide if they're getting too large for the space they're in, the hive they're in. The queen will take half the population of the bees in the colony, and she will fly off and happen to take a liking to your wall here and your plant at the front here. And she will send scout bees out to look for a new home. And that's what happens. It's their way of reproducing. So, you know, each time the colony gets too big, then obviously they get to bursting point. The queen will then have to split them. She produces another egg, which will be developed into a queen, subsequent queen, for the bees that are left behind. And she takes the flying bees off, as she's done now. And obviously they need to go somewhere, because you can't leave them dangling on a wall. But they would have disappeared from there.
That's what I thought. They were just taking a break on the way.
Yeah, they'll be there for... It depends really on the weather conditions and everything. But she'll send scout bees out to look for a suitable place to be. Could be in someone's house, in a barn, in the roof of a barn. It could be in a hive that they find that a beekeeper set up. And a lot of beekeepers set up lure hives, so they'll put lemongrass inside the hive, which attracts the bees to it. So she will send scout bees out, and they will come back to her, and they will say, yeah, we found somewhere. And then a lot of them will be off. You'll come out here and find that they've all gone.
So I was Googling all kinds of bits and bobs, and a lot of things with the word pest in, which I understand in some instances is going to be a bit of a pest, having a swarm hanging off someone's garage or something in a built-up area. But I don't think of them as pests, because I do value what the bee does for humanity in general. But what is the right thing to do should somebody see or come across a swarm in a not very convenient place?
Yeah, the thing to do would be to phone up or contact, look on the internet and contact your local beekeeping association. Through them, they will ascertain whether they are actually honeybees that you've seen, because there are lots of different species of bee. Bumblebees, obviously honeybees live in very large colonies and obviously produce a lot of byproducts. They are, as well as all the bees, brilliant pollinators, so obviously without them we'd have pretty meagre food rations to get on with.
Almonds being the first to go, apparently.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, yeah. I would say, if you do come across a swarm like this, then to just contact your local beekeeping association and get someone out, like myself, to come and deal with them. If they're in a position where they're inaccessible, then sometimes, depending on if they're going to be a threat to people, then, they have to be dealt with in such a way as they have to be killed. If they're in ensconced in a wall and there's building works going on, it could be in a public place, renovations on public buildings, they find colonies of bees ensconced, and obviously for safety's sake, because, obviously you don't want to be stung repeatedly by a lot of angry bees, could be quite dangerous. So in very rare circumstances, the only way to deal with them, and I've never done it myself because I don't have the... But I know a pest controller who's a very good friend of mine, but he tends to go out to colonies of wasps, big colonies of wasps, and they're the real danger. But they're still pollinators, so they're still good, even though people see wasps as pests. Yeah.
They're not big givers in the honey department.
They're not at all, zero, zero. What they'll do is they'll take up, residence in the roof space of your house, and they will chew away your rafters, and they'll make up their essentially what is their comb from, which is paper, essentially. Mm. Incredible what they do, but they are quite destructive.
So yeah. You're dressed in your beekeeper's suit. There's no hood. You're obviously feeling pretty confident.
Well, I had the hood on.
Oh, you did.
I took the hood off to come and knock on your door, because I didn't want to
scare me.
What on earth's going on here?
You've got marigolds on, and you literally took a handful of bees containing the queen, and you pulled her down into a basket.
Yeah, the position they were on the wall, which was only a sort of a two and a half, 3 foot wall, they were kind of just hanging off it, really, so I could get a dustpan and brush, and just with the dustpan, the straight edge of the dustpan, just actually gently flick them off into a basket, which I've got, which is called a skep, which is a beekeeper skep, and I'll make sure they all go in there, and then I'll cover them up with a bit of... I've got a bit of muslin cloth so they can breathe, and then I'll take them to their new home. And I know where they're going as well.
Oh, yeah, really? Where
they're going off to a beekeeping friend of mine that lives in Fendrayton, and she lost her bees through the winter. Some beekeepers, their bees died. Never know why. Sometimes it's just, you know, you just can be unlucky.
Fantastic. That's really good to know. I wonder if I'll be able to tap her up for a jar later on.
Yeah, well, I know where you live. I'm not going to say where. In the St. Neots area. I'll bring you a jar of honey.
Definitely. Well, thanks very much. Where can people find you online?
Well, you can find us on Huntingdon Beekeepers Association. We have a website. We're all on there.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Obviously, I'm very grateful for you to come at this ungodly hour and collect and take away. But is a swarm of bees worth money?
They are. Yeah, they are worth money.
Because I was looking at getting one of those amazing new hives, which, when you look at it, it's got a tap on the back. I just turn it on, get my honey. But there's a lot of maintenance involved.
No, there is. There's a lot of work involved with beekeeping. I suppose you can pay, you know, £100 for a big colony of bees. You can pay £25-30 for a queen, and you can actually receive a queen through the post. People always laugh and say that, but you can get...
This package is buzzing.
You can order a queen if you're a beekeeper and you want to requeen your colony because something's happened to your queen, and the queens don't last forever. They maybe last for between 2 and 4 years. And then usually the colony will make a supersedure cell and they'll make a new queen when they know that the old queen is getting on her last legs, and they'll have a new queen in place. But sometimes, you know, with nature, it doesn't always work out. And you can order a queen from various queen breeding outlets, and they'll send it to you through the post.
So I guessed, through experience of watching bees on hives and having them as a child on our farm, that these were honeybees. But what particular kind?
They are a honeybee. They were probably Italian honeybees. They're quite yellow. The old English black bee, which is Mellifera, has... all but died out, but you can still get them. But most people tend to get Italian bees imported in because they're quite gentle. They've got a gentle, passive nature, whereas the British black bee was far more thorny, which is actually quite a good thing because they're probably better at seeing off, you know, invaders, intruders, and a little bit hardier, but for handling as a beekeeper and for ease of use and to get by easier, sometimes the Italian bees are just a better strain. I mean, for instance, in Australia, beekeepers don't even wear gloves. They don't really need to wear veils because the bees just are so gentle that they don't sting.
That's amazing. So, you really wind them up.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks again, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.